marriages that were made improperly. But there were older communities which had enacted such pieces of legislation, and the Rav Ash was asked to express his view on the subject. We see, read the, not the Rav Ash, the Rashbat, or Rishon ben Samach Duran. We will find that the Duran family consists, which was descended from the Ramban's family, is more or less consistent with the Rashba's position throughout. They agree in principle, but they say they never in practice actually had any actual case of Hafakat Kiddushin, and therefore they're suspicious of actually applying it. Let's read this Tshuva of the Tashbat. He also, he's not as a clear a writer as the Rav Ash, but he's also a very good and clear thinker. So,
How did he get Duran?
It's not, it's his family name. Rabbi Shimon ben Semach Duran. That's his last name, his family name.
They had last names.
Some didn't. The Duran family. Okay. So, Tenes al Yedei Rav Yosef Sasportes. Sibur she'eskimu shekol mi she'yikadesh isha shelo midat chaver yiram v'zeknei ha'kahal shelo yehei kidushav kidushin. This is on page Zion. Okay? You have it? The question. Sibur she'eskimu shekol mi she'yikadesh isha shelo midat chaver yiram v'zeknei ha'kahal shelo yehei kidushav kidushin. Im dome lama she'katav b'gemara kol dem ha'kadesh udat ran v'ana she'yicholim v'yu yicholim mikoach haskamatam lafkei ha'kidushim v'haskam haskamazu v'tilu cherem la'over aleha. That's the question. Are the local, same question over and over again, are the local communities empowered to annul marriages? Rashbas replies, Kol makom she'amru b'gemara af ke'inun l'kedushin menei, all places where they say this, ha'nachon hu, the true explanation is, mepnei she'yesh rushut b'yad beitin l'hafkir ha'mamon ha'hu d'hafkir beitin hafkir. So he goes with this Rashba's innovation that the principle only stems from Hefter Beitin Hefker. V'kevan shehefkeron hefker eino mamon shelo v'harei lo kidshav kesef shelo v'eino mkudeshet kla. V'im kein, if that is the origin of rabbinical power to annul marriages, namely their right of confiscation, v'im kein anu yucholim hamshicha inyan hazeh laskamat atzibur. If that is the true explanation, then we can logically extend this to an agreement of the local community. Shaharei hatzibu yecholim lahavkir mamon shekol echad b'mnei kahalam. The community is empowered to seize a person's property. Uvachol dor v'dor yesh lachol beitin koach lahavkir mamon v'yiftach b'doro kishmuel b'doro. V'yecholin sibur la'asot kein mepnei geder v'takana kedei shelo yikpotz hediot echad v'yefate na'ara batovim v'yekadshena v'tziva. That some local bum shouldn't jump up and seduce the daughter of a good family and marry her secretly. V'im he haskama keduma harahim ke'ilu kol echad kibel al'atzmo kein. If this is an ancient regulation, then this is as if each person undertook such to abide by these regulations by living in the community. Zehu hanira mishavasha halacha. That is what appears to me to be the case as far as the rules are in principle. Ela shemishum chomer harayot yesh lachus shema beinan beidina da'alim lafkuri mamona kebeidina da'ravami v'ravasi. ואם לעניין ממון אנו סמכים בהפקה הזו בכל ביתן, אפילו הכי בעניין קידושין יש להחמיר. He says that maybe that this, the courts don't have this power, and therefore because of the seriousness of the laws of הראיות, we should be מחמיר. ומפני שאנו מדברים, not to annul the marriage.
Not to annul, okay. To require a get.
ומפני שאנו מדברים, because we're only thinking this way, ain anu yecholim lemaaseh, v'harei od sh'harei lo amru b'askamat tzibur, v'ferush she'hem afkirim mamon. V'chein shamanu, he writes, shelo na'ase ma'ase la'olam badavar. That we've heard that there has never been any case in which a marriage was annulled.
Not because of the money.
As annulled, period. He says that in his family history, they do not know of any case since the time of the Ramban to his time, said over the last 200 years or however long it was, that an annulment has actually taken place. I guess it's less than 200 years, 150 years, whatever.
Okay? They only had divorce.
Right. Afal pisha shamanu gamkin sharamban zal nishal al ze al pe veheshiv the kolam kadesh al otan man fanyesh yunkein masha oil del din ze halachal ha maase hu she im rotze lichnos tzurichim kidushim acherim vim pashta yada ve kivla kidushim miyacher tzuricha get mishnehem etc. So let's not go into the details. He's very clear. He's very forceful. This is his family to tradition. On the next page, he repeats it. Let's read his next tshuva, the small print on the bottom of the next page. Tchilat kol davar omar lacha shekol ma she'eseh v'etein b'davar ze'enu ela lehalacha. I'm only talking about this matter in principle. Shekvar nishal v'inyan ze harbei pa'amim v'lo matzinu she'asu ma'aseh b'zeh. We do not have any tradition where they actually acted on this principle. V'gam shemanu gam ken sh'ramban zal nishar al inyan k'mo zeh v'yishiv gam ken kolam kadesh edat raru amanu kadesh v'vaday she'matzinu afkat kedushim b'shnei inyanim afkata b'shat kedushim v'afkata b'shat gerushim. ועוד כיוון שתקנה קבועה היא אצלכם שלא לקדש אלא בשעת הנשואים, וזה כדי שלא בשעת הנשואים, הרי הוא כאילו פירש ויאמר, הרי את מקודשת לשיקדיסלמי וצטר, וצטר. So again, he says, theoretically, this is... If we look at the prime and summary and daf on daf tzaddik beis on the bottom, he points out that this was the tradition, but in fact the as actual influence beyond their family from their writings, it wasn't so great because these tshuvot were not published until the 18th century, so that. This was the family tradition in the Duran family, and therefore the Kabbalah in North Africa, but this was not something that had influence that widespread on other halakhic authorities. Okay. Now let's turn finally to Daf Tzadik Dalet, get back to the French and German community. Im chidusha irgun shel kihilot Ashkenaz v'Tzarfat be'emtza ha-meya ha-yudalid achrei gzerat ha-magefa ha-shchora, after the various pogroms following upon the Black Death, tiken Rav Meir ha-Levi mivina kvi shekvar hizkarnu lomala et smichat ha-rabanim v'ha-amadat ha-nisuin l'min ha-shiduchim v'al ha-knisa l'chupa tachat ha-shkarat ha-rav ha-mata. That is... The Rambam made that Zera in Egypt, but some hundred and so years later, the Rav Meir Alevi from Vienna made it in Vienna that there should be rabbinical supervision. Me'az nikabel b'kihilot Tzarfat ve'Ashkenaz ha-minhag ha-kavua sh'harav ha-mukalmi ha-yom avarech b'rachat erusin u'nisun. במאה התתווה התחילו רבנים לקבל שכר ביד השתתפותם בזו בסדר החתונה. Then the rabbis actually used to
get paid
for this particular service. כשאישר רב יעקב ואל את חזקת הרבנות של רב ישראל מברונה ברגנסבורג כתב לקהל ההוא, ויכול מהרי ברונה לנהוג נשיאותו ברמים, הן לקבוע ישיבה לעצמו, הן ליתן גיטין וחליצות ולהורות הרואה ולברך ברכת אירוסין ונשואין, ושום אדם לא ימחה בידו. When he was certifying the appointment, there was a dispute in that community as to the appointment of the rabbi, and he says that he insists that this man, the Marie Mibruna, is a legitimate rabbi, and nobody can prevent him from conducting marriages. Okay. וגם רב ישראל איסלן כתב בגרתו לקבל רגנסבורג, ותרומה תדשן wrote there, כי כתר תורה ושררתה אין בה משום השגת גבול. If there's a distinguished scholar and he wants to simply teach or open a yeshiva or conduct marriages and so on, the laws of protection of local businesses, the monopoly laws, don't apply. Sha'arehi munachat u'mufkeret l'chol mi sh'rotze l'zkot bo. Scholarship is open to anyone. Ve'im mishum v'yesh kipuach panasa b'davar machmat ha'pras she'ipo l'kis ha'manhigim migitin v'chalitza v'ashpa'at nashim u'schar b'chat erusin u'nisuin. And if the issue here is that the local rabbi is going to lose some of his income from conducting marriages, for example, al kibul pras ze anu boshim, we are ashamed of the fact that there should be such payment. Uvetoach lemtzo heter l'rubam, and it's hard to justify the fact that a rabbi should receive payment for conducting marriages. So therefore, you certainly can't apply the laws of monopoly to protect the rights of a local rabbi who's being infringed upon by another rabbi moving in and conducting marriages.
They are moving in.
B'chol zot, nipashet minhag zeh lekabel schar minisurin lo rak b'ashkenaz el gam michutzala. בכתב רשות שנתן לו רבי אליו פראג ורבי אליעזר שידור אצלו בפראג בתנאי שלא ישיג ולא ברבנות, כבר נזכר שכר החופות בין ההכנסות הקבועות של הרבנות. וכשהעבירו את רבי אליעזר זה ממינויו, אסרו עליו להתעסק בגטין ופגושין. בסוף המאה הט"ו כבר קבע המר מינץ בבנברג, אמרו חכמים, מאן דלא ידע בטיב גטין ופגושין לא יעסק מהם, לכך מנהג יפה שנהגו קדמוננו שלא יהיה עשה שום אדם ברכת אירוסין ונישואין כי אם ברשות ובהיתר הרב באום ומנהיג וכן המנהג בכל אלו המדינות. מנהג זה נשתרש עד כדי כך שאמרה מינץ נשאל הרב עיר או חבר עיר שנוהגים ליתן לו ברכת אירוסין אם מותר לו לברך בהיותם אבלים תוך למד על האב על המים ולא להתיר. If it's now business, then certainly they can do it in the times of the Avel. Okay? כך קיבל הרב דמטה המונופולין על סידור הקדושין בכל מחוז רבונותו, והוא נהיה למסדר קדושין. The idea of a מסדר קדושין originated here with the mayor הלוי from Vienna. וזהו עמד כל סדר קדושין הנושאים באשכנז והגפר תחת פיקוח הרב דמטה. תיקון זה הקביע את חותמו על כל טקס הנושאים של האשכנזים עד ימינו. אך שוב עלינו להדגיש שתיקון זה היה מחוסר חיזוק משפטי. It didn't have any legal protection, כי מי שעבר וכדי שלא ברשות הרב ובלי השתתפותו, קידושיו היו קידושין גמורים לפי ההלכה. והפקעת קידושין did not apply to say that a marriage which was not made under rabbinical supervision without the Masada Kedushin had no validity. All right, I think we'll stop here a little early. I'm feeling tired. And anyway, I didn't have a chance to Xerox some more. I brought this volume. Oh, maybe we'll read one Shuva, because Freiman doesn't bring this one. So,
actually, there's a lot of work. I understand you didn't, for instance. I know my brother, my wife, they called Israel back and forth. Big tear. Mm-hmm. I could think they'd be recompensed, whereas on a wedding,
right. Yeah. Yeah, it's too hard to get divorced and too easy to get married. Yeah. Here's a tshuva from the Radvaz. So we're now talking about 16th century Egypt. We're getting closer. שאלתי ממני עוד יחד דעתי ברובן שיש לו אישה ובנים במקום אחר, married man with children, came to Egypt, ובא למצרים, ורצה לישא אחרת. He wanted to marry a second wife. ובתין מנעו אותו מזה, כפי מנהג הכתובות, שלא לישא אחרת עליה. Since most כתובות have a contract preventing it. Here in Egypt, we don't approve of a second wife. אלא מדעתה, unless the first wife go case. וכאשר ראו בן כך, לקח את זונתו.
She's far away.
Yeah, that's right. So the local Beis Din didn't want to marry him to this woman that he brought into court. So he says he took his prostitute, he uses strong language here, לקח את זונתו, והלך לאחד הכפרים, שיש להם שם עשרה מישראל, ונשא אותו באחאות הגויים. He married her in the civil court. V'yasa im shofet ha'kvar shituf et Yisrael sheyikof et Yisrael l'kadesh ota b'faneihem. He had the local kadi force 10 Jews to appear. V'lasot lo sheva klalot. And to he's a little angry, the Rav Rush. V'kach haya. V'yesh edim shayu nosim b'davar. Im yesh lachush le'ela kiddushim. V'im hi ishto l'chol davar ola. Okay. So the local court in Cairo didn't want to marry him, and so he took them in. Dragged them off to the Muslim marriage in some small town, and then forced the Qadi forced the Jews to participate in a Jewish marriage. Shuva. Peraka Isha, Ha'edim Shamuk Tav Yadenu Hu, Aval Anusim Hayinu, Ktanim Hayinu, Psulei Idotienu, Ha'elu Elu Ne'emanim. If witnesses say that we were forced, Va'aminan Alebi Gemara, Marbacham, Lo Shnele Shamu Anusim Hayinu Machmat Nefashot, Aval Anusim Hayinu Machmat Mamon Einam Ne'emanim, Atam Alefi She'en Adam Asim Atatzmon Vashah, Hakaman, Me'im Hayu Anusim, הפשע עשה הוא הפשע איתיר ועקו לסדותו הפך הנמי כיוון דעיקה סעדי לנוסים היו אין כאן עדות והבי לה כאילו קידש בלו עדים. That's a strange dispute because the phrase הנוסים היינו means that we were forced to sign a document that we didn't we were forced to testify in a case or to sign a document against the truth. Right? Here they were forced to be present. They weren't forced. Whatever they're saying is true. V'im toma b'shlama v'atnim v'im anas otam lachtom v'kevin sheheim amu sh'ayu anusim lo nitkayim ashtar al hecha da anas otam lirot ha'maaseh la'olam emolach sh'ha'maaseh kayam. Exactly our question. U'vishlama gabe edut v'mon sh'atzir v'shimara otam edai v'ilu kevin sheheim anusim lav klum v'sharei lo ratzu liyot eibim ad sh'anas otam v'fichach ha'maaseh v'ater. אבל לגבי קדושים שאין צורך לייחד ידים אלו, אם ראו הקדושים, הרי הוא היא מקודשת אפילו שאנס אותם סוף סוף ראו הקדושים. ויש לומר, וכיוון הוא צריך לחוף אותם על ידי עקום, משמע שלא היו רוצים להיות עדים בדבר. הגל העצמך שבא לקדישה אישה בפני עדים, והם אומרים, אין אנו רוצים להיות עדים. ומיד נתן הקדושים ליד אישה, וכי נאמר שתהי מקודשת? It's a very interesting point that the Radvaz makes. They saw it, but they didn't want. Yeah, he's saying what he is saying is that there's a difference between a edet re'iya, where people are witnesses who are simply observers, and a edet kiyum. The role of the witnesses in the kiddushin is not simply to testify to what they saw, but they to to be an integral part of the ceremony. That's a very important distinction, and the Radvaz is making it here. He's saying that the Eidei Kedushim are not simply Eidei Re'iyah, they actually are Eidei Kiyum, and therefore if they don't want to be, if they say we are not going to be witnesses, then they're not. the editor here, I noticed that there's a footnote by the guy that actually edited the book, edited the Tshuvos of the Radbaz, Amar HaKotev, Lo yadati tam divrei harav, lama pasal kiddushim shenasu al yedei edim shenensu lirot. The ma pisul shayach bezeda, sof sof aru kiddushim, ve'ein ze ela Torah chadasha. It's our Iyun. He is
amazed.
He's amazed.
Are there other circumstances where an aide is an aide to him and therefore saw it, but because he didn't want to participate?
For example, in monetary transactions as well. So there are other cases, but it's interesting. But this question, whether when a man doesn't want to do it, he doesn't become an aide, that's an interesting new development that the Radvaz interests
in. Well, we have
people
are the Adam and everybody else
is excluded.
That's right.
They're part of the same idea, but they're not really part of the
V'halo kevan shu yodea sheinu otzim liyot edim v'acherim lo hayusham gamar v'natan l'shem atana. And now he's saying one first further. Since he knows that this isn't valid, he didn't really intend to make this a kedushin. That's a little far-fetched. V'gam ken kevan shavata shalav atzal yot edim lo kshalahem yishum kedushin. V'hashtohu di amro havi di kedushin v'anan karmelon dem akadesh b'lo edim afo pishe shnehem odim ein choshishim lehem. V'achanam yikevim dehem anu sima b'kilu ein sham edim. V'yafal gav the karmelon tluya v'kadish zvina Zvina Zavin, the Kiddushav Kiddushin, the Dad Rova Poskim, Hani Milo Hechadirika, Tzatana. The Agavun say, Huzuzi Gama O Makne Vakone Ishel Sham Show Gama Kadeshaval, Hani Sadi, Mahana Itlahu de Emer Gamri Basadi. If you're saying that a contract made under duress is valid, that similarly testimony made under duress is valid, that's only because in the contract we estimate that the guy probably really had some desire for this, he'd had some benefit. But the witnesses gain no benefit out of testifying, and therefore there's no reason to... You understand what I'm saying? The contract law says that even a contract made out of duress is valid because, well, everything is duress.
But not kedushin.
But and not kedushin, but also he's saying not testimony, because the theory of saying that a contract made under duress is valid is there's a whole continuous scale, a gray scale between, you really don't want to sell your car, but if the guy... You're forced to it because you lost your job. Well, still,
you sold the car.
Right. So, but he's saying that's because nevertheless you got the money, right? You got the $500 from selling your car. But these witnesses,
they could have lost their lives.
But they gained no benefit from it.
They got their life.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the actual profit. Two, he writes, Ema Taima Ahima Taima Achrina. Duhu Asa Shaloka Hogan. Sha'anas Eidim Lakadesh Isha Befnehem. Asu Bo Shaloka Hogan. Yafkeinu Tul Kiddushimine.
How?
Since this guy acted improperly. Let us revoke his Kiddushim. Vahachi Amwinan Bemisha Anas Isha Vikidshad Avi Mekudeshet Medina. Elo Shamur Banan Huasa Shaloka Hogan Hefa Hakirin Lakudushimine. V'chein paskul kol haposkim, v'hochi nami loshna, v'hodi amwinan de medina mekudeshet hanu mishim di itle hanad ben satav umasat hamdun v'havitzen rav hanav mekam v'havi yodea shaltam ze acharon ani somech bahura azu. The kevan she'en kan kiddushin, en kan nisuin, ve'ena ki ishtal lushum davar, ve'enu yorsha, ve'enu metameila, ve'enu mefe'en nidua. So you see, the Radvaz had the power of exercising the strength of annulment by being mafkia of the kedushin without the issue of money, without anything else. Again, the editor can't stand this. The editor writes on the bottom, Amar HaKotev Milta de Tmiya Kachazina Hach. So So he can't tolerate the fact that the Radvaz was such a powerful figure that he just simply, I'm going to use my authority as the chief rabbi of Egypt to annul that marriage.
Love
money. Okay.